PA just hammer on June 24th, 1975. This interview is for a project from Eastern Wyoming College dealing with pioneer ranches and homesteads. Would you give us your name and your present address?
Mrs. T.A. Tisthammer, 2518 Main Street, Torrington.
Mrs. Tisthammer, would you tell us just briefly about your childhood, who your parents were, and where you grew up?
Yes, I don't want to get that. I was born in Boone County, Nebraska, St. Edward, Nebraska, and my folks were Mr. and Mrs. J.G. Ramsey, and we lived on a farm 2 miles west of St. Edward, and I went to school there through high school.
And did you start teaching after you finished high school?
Well, then I went to Kearney College and got my teacher's certificate, and from then on I taught for 9 years.
When did you come to Goshen County?
In 1920, February the 7th, 1920.
And what was the occasion for moving to Goshen County?
Well, I was a bride. Tina said, well, had come home from the war, from World War I, and we were married February the 7th, 1920. Then we came to Torrington to his homestead, and it was kind of interesting the way we got here. We came on the train from St. Edward to Northport, Nebraska, and that was the end of the railroad. So then we took a taxi. It was a taxi with a surrey on top. and he came as far, we came as far as Morrill, and he broke down. So there we met a salesman that took us to Torrington, and there was just a trail. Lived on the homestead and all of this.
How did your husband get his homestead? Did he have to, when did he file on it?
He filed in 1913, and then he had to go to service in World War I, and he came back, and then he proved up.
After he'd been in service.
Yes, after he'd been in service.
Now, was the land available then? You didn't have to have a number drawn in order to get the land.
No.
Can you tell us about your home there on the homestead? What was it like?
Well, it was very pleasant, I thought. Never felt that it was a drag or anything like that. We were happy, I guess.
Was the house a wooden frame building?
Just a one-room house. But we had a pitcher pump and the sink, and the water ran down in the bucket.
Crops that you raised on this mainly?
Corn, oats, barley, wheat.
So you had corn, wheat, barley, oats, most of the grains.
Lots of pasture.
Did you have quite a bit of livestock?
Finally, after we had proved up, by then he was able to get money for credit, and then he bought livestock and made more improvements on the place.
Where exactly was your homestead?
It's 8 miles southwest of Torrington.
Between present day Yoder
and Torrington.
And how long did you live out there on the homestead?
Well, wasn't that 30? About 30 years, I think, before we moved to town.
Did you do all the work with horses?
Yes. And we raised lots of chickens and sold eggs, milked cows and sold cream. And we went to town. We couldn't afford gasoline for the Ford more than once a week. And that's when we brought our produce to town. And we figured that our eggs and cream bought our groceries, and I pledged $10 a week to the bank.
Very good. Did you have the Ford all the time you were out there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How were the roads? Were you able to get around well?
It was just a trail most of the way, and of course the roads have changed now from what we came, the way we used to come to town, just cut across.
Mm-hmm. Did you ride horses around also, or use the car mostly?
Car mostly, except when Tina's, we didn't use the car for anything but just to go to town. And Tina's used to have to walk maybe miles after the cows in the evening, just go through to the pasture. And he remembers when he had to walk to Torrington after the mail. That was 8 miles. No mail mouth.
I was going to ask if you had a mailman.
And no phone. We never had a phone till, I don't know, just before we moved to town.
Did you have any close neighbors around?
No, his brother lived just close to us, about a quarter of a mile. And his sister lived just across. Well, she lived with him until I came to Wyoming. And then they lived just across the road from us until their death. They both died during World War I.
Did you have any kind of neighborhood get-togethers where people would come together for things?
Our only entertainment seemed to be dances.
Did you have them in the homes?
Yes, where they had large enough place. And then we had a store over south of us where we used to dance in the store.
What was the music?
Well, it was a fiddle and a
phonograph record.
Phonograph records.
Sometimes a fiddler.
Yeah.
Can you remember any of some of the songs and things, dances they used, the music?
Oh, little square dances.
Did they ever have other entertainment other than dances? Any kind of?
No, I don't believe I can remember that.
So, dancing was the main entertainment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a school nearby? Where did the children go to school as they grew
Torrington.
Up?
Torrington. No country school, it was just school bus.
I didn't ask before, but you had one son who
Marvin Terstammer.
Was he born out there?
Yes, right in that one room. That was, he was born there. Dr. Barbie came out the night before he was born, I guess, and he stayed all day and waited for the event.
and then he went to school then in Torrington.
Then he went to school and graduated from Torrington, and he also graduated from the University of Wyoming. And he was in World War II.
Mm-hmm. What about church? Was there a church?
Yes. I drove to Torrington to bring Marvin to Sunday school. Sometimes we weren't too regular, but we came, I'm sure, a couple times a month. Anyway.
How long would it take to get in that 8 miles to town in the old Ford, do you suppose?
Oh, I suppose we call it 20 minutes, half hour.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have any special problems or hardships living out there on your homestead?
Well, we can remember very well some of the blizzards that we had, and one I especially remember is I was sick in bed for some kid's disease, and Mr. Tistammer had to, the cattle were just gotten out of the pasture and following the storm, and he got out in the middle of the road and took off his coat and scared the cattle so they'd turn around and go back. And
did he manage to save them okay?
Yes, he finally got them all in the cattle lot so that they were safe from the storm.
Did you have sheds and things
yes,
for protection?
Finally built out of that.
Did you plant trees, or were there any trees and bushes in that area?
No, we planted what trees we have now out there are some of the first ones planted.
Did you plant fruit trees or
no, just
shade?
Shade trees.
Uh-huh. Were you, did you have problems with rattlesnakes?
Well, I killed several rattlesnakes while out there. One time I was on my way to Torrington and one was going to cross the road, so I ran over him with the car and finally got the jack out of the car and calmed his head off.
How about coyotes? Did they bother your...
They didn't bother our crops or our cattle, but we could hear them every night, and sometimes we took a chase and chased coyotes with the car down on the prairie.
Did you shoot them if you...
No, just let them go.
Just chasing coyotes for the fun.
Uh-huh. I suppose that is some of our entertainment. I don't know.
Tell me a little bit about, how did you heat your homestead?
Yes, we had a big round heating stove, and that was for our heating, but we didn't have but this one room to heat. And then the cooking stove was a gasoline stove, or coal oil stove, I guess.
What did you cook, what did you burn in your heating stove?
Well, we burned lots of cow chips and lots of wood, but we would gather our fuel on Sunday, a truckload of cow chips, and that would last us till the next Sunday, along with the wood we could gather.
Mm-hmm. How about doing the washing? How did you do that?
Well, I first washed on the washboard, and then we finally got a washing machine that was run by a gasoline engine, and that was much easier for quite a while.
Did you have to haul the water in, or you had it?
We had water. We had running water in the kitchen with a pitcher pump, and then underneath was a bucket that was used for our water that we drained out.
Mm-hmm. So you just heat water on the stove, did
yes.
you? And then
mm-hmm.
do you wash in it?
Then this, we had a outhouse for our wash machine, and in there was a plenty of water, and then we well, I guess that was the end of the washing.
How about ironing?
Well, I just had a heavy old iron that you heated on the top of the stove and ironed.
How about making butter?
Yes, I churned. First we had just a dasher in a jar and churned that way, and then we finally got what you call a barrel churn, where you turn the crank round and round like
mm-hmm.
that. And I didn't sell too much butter. We just sold cream. But
mm-hmm.
that was the way we had our
mm-hmm.
butter for the table.
Did you have large gardens and raise a lot of things?
I raised lots of gardens. That's right.
And did you can a lot of it?
Can.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a refrigerator, but we had a nice water tank out where we had the wash machine, and the water went through this tank all day long into the stock tanks, and there I kept my cream and butter in that water.
Hmm. Tell me a little about raising your chickens. You said you had chickens.
Yes, I raised chickens. One year was the big year. I saved my own eggs and set them, eggs under setting hens. And that year I raised 1,000 baby chicks. And we had them staked around in the yards, put them, one old hen with around 20 chickens apiece, had them in barrels and boxes.
Then you sold most of those when they...
Yeah, we sold all the young ones we didn't want. The eggs, that was quite a cheap affair. We sold eggs as low as 10 and 9 cents a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 30 dozen cases, and we'd get $9 for
mm-hmm.
a case of eggs. And less than $10 for a 10-gallon cream can of cream.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that kept us going.
Mm-hmm. How many milk cows did you have?
We usually around 10, but one year we had 20. That was 10 cows apiece, a hand.
That's plenty to milk.
Yes, we had always had to be there at chore time.
Mm-hmm. Were people out there very much interested in national politics or world affairs, do you think?
I don't believe they were. We always wanted to, always did go to vote, had to go to a schoolhouse about 5 miles north. That's where we voted until we came to town.
Mm-hmm. But otherwise, maybe not too much interested.
No, never heard much, hardly any politics.
Did you have a newspaper that you would get?
We didn't have a newspaper for a long time, but we did have a Torrington paper.
Mm-hmm. Did you get telephones out there early or not?
No, a telephone that came out there after we moved to town.
Oh. What about violence or crime? Was there ever any of this?
I don't believe we had crime in those days.
Did you lock your home?
No, we had faith in everybody, I guess. We didn't lock our doors.
Did you find people to be quite neighborly? And
very neighborly and accommodating and helpful.
of the homes and the early homesteads, sod houses here in Goshen County.
Yes, there were two sod houses south of us, and one of them was being lived in, and until just a few years ago, it had been standing.
Were you ever in it to see what it was like?
Yes, I was in it. It was just like a living place, you know.
Was it quite small?
Yes, I remember this place had two rooms.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me a little more about the early farming that your husband did? I'm sure he used horses at first.
Well, he had the land that had been broken, the sod, he farmed with horses. And then as he got more land into production, I bought a tractor and farmed with a tractor, and then got to farming wheat, and then in those days the thrashing machine was always had a crew, and I had to cook for a crew of probably 20 men, where they used the wagons and teams to haul the bundles, and then he finally bought a thrash machine of his own, and then it was just for our own use. It didn't go out to thrash for other people.
Did he have quite a bit of his land on with wheat? Was that the main crop?
That was then, after he got the tractors, then mostly wheat. But he did have some pretty good flint corn, that's Indian corn.
Was this used for feed?
Mm-hmm. It was for hog feed. We raised hogs also.
Oh. And then where were they sold in Torrington?
Yeah.
Market them?
And one thing he remembers very well about the hog market, he had fed a carload of hogs and thought he'd ship them for himself, and he shipped them and it just about paid the freight.
Oh dear. Was that in the 20s, do you suppose?
In the 30s.
Oh, in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Depression affect people out there pretty much, do you think?
I think so. It had to, the same as it did everybody in the 30s.
What year did you and Mr. Chisthammer move to town?
In 1945.
And is the old place still in existence today?
Yes, it's the same old homestead. We rent the farmland and pasture, rent it out, and now we are renting the house.
Thank you.